Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf. Shir Spencer, L'Inui Nishmas, Ayin Rakev Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkot Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings a story of the Jews that were living in Alexandria of Mitzrayim. And the Gemara speaks about the vast kavod and numbers that they had. According to one Girsa, Kiflayim Kiyotzei Mitzrayim was 1.2 million people used to gather together, to daven together. And the Gemara ends and says, "V'kulu katlinu Alexandros Mogdon." They all were killed by Alexandros Mogdon. And the Gemara says, "Why? Because they were over on the pasuk loisosifun l'shuv baderech hazoid. They're not supposed to go back to Mitzrayim, and they went back." Now, before we go to explain what their sin was, just to point out that there's a lot of discussion regarding who is the one that. Who's the king that came to kill the Jews in Alexandria of Mitzrayim? Our Gemara says Alexandros Mogdon. And if you look at the side of the page, the Vilna Gaon and the Gemara Maariv of Ravensburg, they both come to say that Girsa Rebbe is not so correct. It's just fascinating to point out that the Maharal in Ber HaGoylo, in the end of the sixth Ber, he comes to attack the Sefer Morinaim. The Maharal, whose Yortzeit was this Thursday, Chayki Elul, has his mission in general was to protect and to explain in depth what Chazal meant. And he put a specific Sefer called Ber HaGoylo, which the whole purpose of the Sefer is to come to explain the Chazals that some made fun of or some said was a mistake. The Sefer Morinaim said that this is an example where Chazal had misinformation. Because there's different Gersoyas and Yerushalmi and the Gemara in Gitti and the Gemara in Sukkah. Who is this king that came to attack Am Yisrael? That means they didn't really have the exact information, and therefore there was a mistake over here. Says the Maharal Chas HaShalom to say that. We don't think anything in the Gemara is a mistake. And the Maharal goes on to give different explanations how to answer together the Gersoyas of the Gemara. And if our Gemara says Alexander Mogdon, there is explanation to it. Don't just dismiss it because it seems to be a contradiction in the Girsa. In any case, the Gemara tells us that the Aveiro of the Jews who entered Mitzrayim is they were over what it says, they now go back to Mitzrayim. What's the idea in that Aveiro? So the Arizal and the Pri Etz Chaim explains that the reason why Am Yisrael go to Golos, why Am Yisrael live in different countries, is in order to extract the nitzotos of Gdusha, in order to extract the sparks of holiness that you have in these countries. That's the only reason they go there. And that's the Gemara that tells us that Am Yisrael went to Golus, Kedeshi Svasu Aleim Gerim, in order for converts to join them. That doesn't just mean converts, it means every nitzotos of Gdusha to come and join them. This is the purpose of Golos. That's the reason we go to Golos. There's no other reason. When Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Sochim that they made Mitzrayim kemitzulu shein badogon, or kemitzulu shein badogim. They emptied it out completely. Nothing was left. What do you mean nothing was left? There's no Gedusha that was left in Mitzrayim. Says the Arizal, that is why the reason you're not allowed to go back down to Mitzrayim. Because the only reason we're going, where Jews go to Golos, is to extract the Gusha. But if there's nothing left, you're just going to Golos for no reason. Then you're just doing Golos HaShechina, because we know the Shechina goes with Am Yisrael. You go to do Golos HaShechina for no purpose at all. It's, so to speak, a waste of Golos. That's the big issue of going to Mitzrayim. That's, by the way, in this week's Parsha, Parsha Kisavoy, the Torah ends the Klolos. What is the last Klolo that's mentioned in Parsha Kisavoy? It's Ve'yishivcha Hashem Mitzrayim Bo'inirs, because Baruch Hu return you to Mitzrayim, but Derech Hashem Amarti L'chol Lo'yisosifo L'yorosor. The Derech told you not to go back there. So it's brought that name of the Goyen, that the reason why that's the ultimate klala, because the ultimate klala is you're going to go to do something for no purpose. You're going to go through a galus, through exile, but there will be nothing coming out of it. That's what going to Mitzrayim is. According to this, our Gemara makes so much sense. Because the Yidden had such covet in Mitzrayim. There was 1.2 million people, and according to one Girsa, davening together. So, the Chorah, that was such a Shoah Sashchina. But on the other hand, when you do that in a place that you're not allowed to go there, meaning you're in a place where there's no purpose because there's nothing to take out of it. So all that was for waste. So that's the sin, the aveira, and that's the punishment that they all are gone. There's nothing left out of them because they didn't bring anything, they didn't create anything in the world as they're supposed to. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.